Hey everybody, this is the Grill Sergeant, and I want to thank you for downloading Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who make this virtual tailgate party a free ride every week. Thanks again for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in America.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some. Cause everybody wants some.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the parking lot, Tailgate Nation, for this episode of Tailgate Radio. Thanks for joining us again this week. And again, thank you for your continued support as Tailgate Radio continues to get bigger. We continue to have more and more listeners. We've got more and more Twitter followers. And it's all because you're passing the good name of Tailgate Radio around. You know, we don't have any kind of advertising budget. It's all word of mouth and social media stuff. And you guys seem to be responding in a very positive way. And we appreciate it. And we thank you for your support. And we hope to continue to bring you some great shows in the future. And speaking of which, we've got a great two-part interview next week with Hall of Fame announcer Jim Ross. If you don't know him, he comes to us from the world of the WWE. He is also a barbecue entrepreneur. He's got his own line of condiments, and we're going to talk in depth about that process and how that works. And he's also a huge OU Sooner backer, and you can catch him if you ever watch Oklahoma football on primarily it's on ABC because they carry a lot of Big 12 stuff. But if you ever see a guy on the sidelines in the black hat, usually somewhere behind Coach Stoops, and he is a fixture on the sidelines, and we are super excited to have Jim Ross joining us on the show next week for a two-part series. So for the next 2 weeks, we'll have Jim Ross on the show, and one of the cool things about that is that he's had a Hall of Fame broadcasting career, and he's going to be actually doing something different for the first time. He's actually going to be calling a MMA event that you can catch on pay-per-view on Friday, October the 3rd, called Battleground. And it's a one-night tournament. He's excited to be doing that with a guy named Chael Sonnen. If you're a UFC guy or an MMA guy, you'll know that name for sure. And the broadcasting team should be quite explosive as they're calling the action there. But we're excited to have Jim Ross. His podcast, by the way, is consistently in the top 10 in the world in sports and recreation. So we are extremely fortunate and excited to have him joining us on the show next week and the week after that for a two-part series of interviews. He knows all things football, all things tailgating. He's got some great tailgating stories. So even if you're not a WWE aficionado, we go light on wrestling and heavy on tailgating and cooking and his condiment line and all those kind of things. So you want to make sure to tune in on that, because he's a great guy and super. We had a super interview, and speaking of super interviews, I can't wait for you to have the commissioner of tailgating on this week, Mr. Joe Kahn. He has represented the world of tailgating out in the community for, I don't know. When we talk to him, we'll find out more. But it's at least a couple of decades, and you've probably seen him on the Travel Channel, on the Food Network. He's been on ESPN. He's been a fixture. Primarily in the NFL. I know he does a lot of college games too, but you can always see him. And I think he's visited every Stadium a few times over, and we're excited to have Joe Kahn, the commissioner of tailgating, on the show. And with that, we're going to jump right into some tailgating news.
Tailgating news. From across the globe and beyond.
So this week's tailgating news comes to us from Yahoo Sports, and it's not a great story as far as tailgating is concerned, but the headlines are more than a dozen people arrested at tailgate event before the Miami-Nebraska game. So this last weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska, it got unruly. According to police, between 13 and 17 people were arrested at the Indian Center near Memorial Stadium. An officer was also taken to the hospital with a head injury. Three law enforcement departments had to clear 3,000 people from the site. The craziness began when a bus wanted to get to the place that had reserved at the tailgate spot, and the people who were already there objected. According to the Lincoln Journal Star, at about 4 p.m., witnesses said three Windstar buses with hereforbeer.com tried to make their way to a spot they'd reserved on the northwest side of the property. But the tailgaters, who were already packed into that area, didn't like it. The crowd began throwing beer cans and bottles, many of which were full, at the buses, climbing on the buses, kicking them, denting them, and ripping off the license plates. Witnesses said some of the crowd were chanting, "Flip the bus, flip the bus." Folks on the bus were afraid to get off, said Mike Woodson, who came with his wife and kids and the hereforbeer.com from Omaha. Sergeant Kathleen Phillips of the Lincoln Police Department also told the Journal Star that the crowd threw bottles and cans at police. The officer, who had a head injury, was hit in the head with a full beer can. The person who threw the can was arrested and charged with assaulting an officer. The tailgate might have also gotten out of hand because of the presence of a college partying video series. It was filming there on Saturday, and we all know that people can do dumb things when cameras are on. Look, this does not shed the best light on tailgating, nor should it. When you've got a situation where you are being unruly like that, you know, our mantra here at Tailgate Radio is tailgating is a privilege. It is not a right. And the traditions that many universities, colleges, and the NFL, as well as NASCAR, which is a different animal because it's tailgating over a longer period of time. You're talking about a form of camping there. But traditions have been built, and when a few knuckleheads, and I don't know how many, you know, it says between 13 and 17 were arrested, but I'm sure there were more involved. They have to understand that you can't do that. And the accountability, you know, most tailgate parties are great at holding folks accountable. But that mob mentality, when it grabs hold from time to time, and it does, not just in the parking lot, but in other places too. If you've been to a concert or if you've been to any other type of event where, you know, you don't have a whole lot of control over large groups of people, it can get out of hand pretty quickly, and especially when you start chanting, flip the bus, that just throws fuel on the fire. So it's unfortunate that that happened. I think the assholes who did this got what they deserved, and yeah, I did say that, assholes. And I hope that the law enforcement officers have a speedy recovery, and that the University of Nebraska takes appropriate action and not punish everyone for the actions of just a few, but make sure that the few that were involved never step foot anywhere near that campus or that stadium again. I think that is a warranted opinion of mine, because I'm not a big fan of casting a big wide net just because of a few idiots. And so I hope they don't overreact at the same time. And in Nebraska, and the University of Nebraska has always been a very family-friendly and a really fun place to go tailgate. I've been there a few times. And so I'm really surprised at the action. And I wouldn't be surprised if this was a group of very young students that just felt like they needed to, you know, be a little I don't know, just show their ass a little bit, as we say. So anyway, I hope that this gets resolved in an appropriate and swift fashion, and next week's tailgate news hopefully will be much more positive and more exciting, because it sucks when you hear about bad behavior in the tailgate parking lot. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio and Chuck Franz from Party King Grills right after this.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Help Tailgate Radio stay free to download by completing this short anonymous survey. It'll take no more than 5 minutes, and your answers will help match our show with advertisers that best fit the sensibilities of our podcast and its listeners like you. Listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise not to share or sell your email address, and we won't send you an email unless you win. Please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. That's podsurvey.com/tailgate to take our survey and get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Thanks from everybody here at Tailgate Radio. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. Thank you for joining us right here on iTunes, or you might be listening to us at Podomatic, or you might be listening to us on SoundCloud. Wherever you're listening to us, we appreciate it. And at this point in the show, we're going to do a segment we like to call Game Day Gadgets.
Game Day Gadgets.
This is cause for a celebration.
And my guest on this week's Game Day Gadgets is a guy that I've known for quite some time. He is an innovator, he's a manufacturer, and he is the head honcho at Party King Grills. I want to bring in right now Mr. Chuck Franz. Chuck, welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. More importantly, how are things over at the Party King Grills headquarters?
Well, I don't think they could ever have been better. We are so busy. This has been a great fall. The football season has kicked off, and the sales are rolling.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about Party King Grills for those of us that aren't familiar with it. And, you know, just give us some background, like when you got started and where you're set up and all
John,
good stuff.
I think it's probably about our 15th year by now building these. It started out as kind of a hobby years ago. I'd make one of these hitch mount hung out tailgate grills and take it to the ball game. And before I'd get home, somebody already bought it. And it kind of evolved from there to where now that's, you know, we work around the clock during the football season, and NASCAR also is a pretty good market for us. We sell a lot of grills to those folks too, but primarily the football guys have made us able to have a business, and it's a great business. We got a neat line of products. Our flagship model, the one we started with back years ago, is still our number one seller. We call it the Swingin' Smoke 8612, and it's a grill that rides in the hitch, swings out to use when you get to your destination, and then folds back up to travel. It has a place to store your ice chest while you're traveling on the back of the arm, too. And a little bit about the grills. These are a really high-end stainless steel, as good a grill as you could get your hands on, and a three-burner. We'll also make an apparatus called the Twin Valve Manifold that allows you to fuel this big grill while you're on the road with just two of those lantern bottles. So that works pretty good too. So it's highly portable, very versatile. And also when you're not using that grill to tailgate with, it has an optional backyard stand. And you can put it on a backyard stand, use it on the patio year round, then pop it off the stand, put it on the swing arm, head down the road, and go do some tailgating. But that's kind of how a little bit about what we really got going. This year we have a new product as well called the Tailgate Transport. Since our system is a component modular system, you can put our grill head on the swing arm, you can put it on the backyard stand, and this year you can put it on the tailgate transport. And that's a two-wheel dolly type setup that the grill fits on the top of, ice chest goes underneath it, and it also rides on your hitch. So you can plug it in the back of your vehicle hitch, take it to where you're going, pop it off, roll it anywhere you want to go. We had to build that because some of the places now are not letting people tailgate in the parking lots like they used to, and they provide them with the tailgate campground. And so you can offload this curb and roll it anywhere you want to go. It's all terrain. It's got big tires on it. and pretty cool deal.
Now, where are you guys located?
We're warehouses in Oklahoma City.
So you're Oklahoma right company.
Crossroads of I-35 and I-40. We can ship it anywhere in a hurry.
Now, you were telling me the other day, and I don't know if we can talk about it on the air, and if we can't, we'll cut it out, but you said you've got a new product on the horizon. Can you tell us anything about that?
I've got a couple of them. Yes, the new Tailgate Express, that's going to, we're expecting that to do pretty well. That's a little trailer with grill integrated into it. It's got a cargo bay on it. It's not, there's really nothing out there that we've seen quite like it, but we're actually finishing up the first one this next Wednesday, so we'll be able to debut it at Norman, the next home game that the Sooners have. But it's got a cargo bay on it. The propane tanks are like your RV camper tanks. They're on the front of it, and then it's got a 5.5 foot long, 3 feet wide cargo bay in the center. Access it through the top and the grill on the back. The top access, that way you don't have to have no swing-out grill. It makes it a little bit more simple to build. And then the top of the trailer also acts as your buffet table when you're when you got unloaded. So we're looking forward to that. It's got great, a lot of real estate on the side of it to graphic, for all the graphics you want to put on it. We found that Fatheads makes some killer graphics that we use on a lot of our products. We don't actually sell Fatheads. We refer people to them, but we buy a lot of their Fatheads and put on our products. And it's like a rolling billboard when you deck it all out.
Yeah, and,
the other thing we're building, we started that last Thanksgiving. It took a while to get it going. It's the Biker Q. It's a grill for the biker crowd.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Chuck. You said the Biker Q. Are you telling me that you've put together a barbecue pit, a grill that is compatible to a?
I rode a bike since I was 12 years old, and we used to chase jackrabbits on Sunday afternoons with our motorcycles, and then we rode a lot with kids, but got busy and grew up, and 40 years later, here I am riding a Harley. And we had a customer call from Seattle last Thanksgiving and wanted us to build them a grill for their Harley, and we kind of just blew it off. Didn't think that was anything we wanted to mess with because we're plenty busy anyway. But our engineer got to looking at that and said, you know, there's probably a market there for that. And I said, are you kidding me? But it actually is a market. And what we do is we build our one burner grill, which is a high-performance little stainless steel grill. We put that on the back of one of the little mini trailers that the bikes and tracks tow. And there's a trailer company here close to Tulsa that's one of the leading trailer companies. And we went to them and with the idea of what we had, and they loved it, so they incorporated it into a model of trailer. And you can pull them with a small motorcycle or a big cycle, and they make 5 or 6 different sizes. And then you got the option of having the Biker Q grill on the back of it. And it's a cool deal. We took it to Sturgis and was a hit up there. So this weekend we'll be at Fayetteville at the Bikers Blues and Barbecue Rally, and hopefully it'll be successful there as well.
You know what? I every time I think I've heard of just about everything, somebody surprises me. And Chuck, I've known you for a while, and you never cease to surprise me with the innovation that you guys have over at Party King Grill. So whenever my wife lets me get that Harley finally, I've got another accessory I can attach to it. And you called it the Biker Q?
Biker Q, yeah. So the Biker, you go to Party King Grills, and it'll be on our website this weekend. We just are going to do photography actually this afternoon on it. We had some preliminary photography. We didn't really like it, so we're starting over. And we'll have it up in time for the folks in Fayetteville to look it up once they see it there. But, it's just fun. You know, I had no idea how much fun them bikers had. I've always been too busy working to pay attention to what everybody else does. But those bikers, there's some pretty neat folks out there, and they're really great. They're patriots. I like that. You know, they're pretty solid folks, and sometimes there's a few rowdy ones, but we managed to find a lot of them that aren't too rowdy, and we kind of fall kind of in the middle there and just have a ball with them.
Well, and the good thing about the rowdy ones is they got to eat too. So if they need a biker queue,
they get hungrier than the rest because they worked up an appetite.
Hey, where can folks check out the Party King Grill online?
Just partykinggrills.com.
Can they order directly from your web? Can they order directly from your website?
We don't do a whole lot of dealer affiliation with Party King. We got a second brand that be out next year. It's already pre-sold to some big box stores, and that'll be a dealer item. But Party King Grills, we don't take on too many dealers. This is it's a little too much of a premium product to leave any the margins for the dealers. Time they add on to the price of what we've got, customers kind of squeal.
Well, it means you're making a quality product, so they can buy that directly on the website at Party King Grills.
Yeah, they just buy it straight from us, and we fulfill orders all day, every day.
Folks, I'm here with Chuck Franz and Party King Grills. Chuck, do you get a chance to get out in the parking lot on the weekends? I know you said you mentioned you were going to Norman. What's the reaction when you're out in the parking lot and you bring out a new product or maybe an existing product that you've had and they see that product for the first time?
Well, the folks who see it the first time, they get pretty excited. We're always getting comments that we've got a file full of kind words from previous customers, and everybody likes what we build. And if we ever have a problem, we bend over backwards to make them happy. And I don't want to say this too loud or on the radio because that's never happened. But so if I say this, somebody's going to probably send one back. But since we've started, we've never had a return. We've had some exchanges where they bought something different than they wanted and they thought they wanted it, but we managed to take care of folks. And well, it's really a family. I mean, the tailgaters are just kind of become family to Party King, and we just welcome them to the Party King family when we sell them a grill, and hopefully we have them for life.
Well, and you've got a great sample audience out there in Norman at the OU games. I've been to a couple of tailgates in Norman, and that is a fantastic game day environment, and I'm sure they appreciate you guys coming out there and checking it out.
And the guy that the shareholder in our company, you know, he's an old Norman alum. He played ball back in the late 60s. I think he's still pretty well known there. He always said they should have named the football field after him instead of Owens, because every pass Owens ever threw, he's the one that put it through the end zone.
Well, I want
to. We have some good places to go there. He's always provides us with great parking, and a lot of folks come by where we're at when we're in Norman.
Well, I'd love to reconnect with you up there before the end of the year.
I hope we do. I'd love you to come up. It's been a while since I've seen you, and always enjoy getting to see you.
Yeah, and we'll and of course that whole OU contingency out there is always a friendly crowd, and the food's always good, and the people are always just great hosts. So I'll definitely try to connect with you later, and we'll try to get up there, and I'd love to see some of these new Party King Grill products, and you can find Party King Grill products at the website at partykinggrills.com. Chuck Franz, thank you so much for coming into this week's Tailgate Radio.
Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate you, and you keep up the good work.
And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Party food is great, but you always end up juggling too many things. Your plate, your cup, and you still need a hand to eat. You're lucky if you don't spill your whole plate. Forget about shaking hands or opening doors. Now there's a solution. Introducing the Drinkin' Plate. It's a plate and a drink holder in one. Now you can hold your drink and plate with just one hand. No more balancing your food and drink. It frees up an extra hand. Drinkin' Plates are great for formal gatherings, boating, camping, tailgate parties, and more. The Drinkin' Plate matches any party theme when you slide in a paper plate or go green and use it without one. Best of all, it's dishwasher safe. Never juggle your food and drink again. Introducing the Drinkin' Plate. It's a plate and a drink holder in one.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. You know, it's not often we have dignitaries, royalty, But we certainly have that this week on Tailgate Radio. We have the omnipotent leader of the Tailgate Nation, the one and only commissioner of tailgating, Joe Kahn. Joe, welcome to Tailgate Radio.
And I'm so glad to be on Tailgating Radio, but wait a minute, I got to wipe my hands. Okay, wait a minute. You know, I've learned you can't work an iPhone after eating ribs. That's a big thing I think the tailgaters understand. It's not going to work because your hand is going to slide right over it. So now that my hands are wiped, I'm ready to talk.
Well, how are things going in the world of tailgating? Now, first of all, how long have you been doing this?
This is going to be year 19. I started in 1996 when I went to every stadium in the NFL that year. Super Bowl was in New Orleans that year. I'm a native of New Orleans, and New Orleans thought it would be a great promotion to say that even if the team, your team, didn't come to Super Bowl, all the fans are welcome year-round. And I got started and never got off the road. The tailgating, and I realize, isn't a bunch of people drinking beer in the parking lot, but it is, as I refer to it, the last great American neighborhood or the new community social. So this is year 18. I've done maybe about 1,000 tailgates and about 1 million miles, covered 1 million miles in that period.
How many RVs have you gone through in that time?
Well, I'll tell you, I've gone through four, maybe five, if you count the one it didn't start. And it's my first one, actually. I put 225,000 miles on a gas engine, my newer one, which is a 2005 Country Coach, has 240,000 miles on it, and in between there were three other ones that I put mileage on. And the great thing about tailgating, or especially, and it doesn't matter if we're talking about college or pros or high school, it doesn't matter if we're talking about NASCAR or steeplechase or Jimmy Buffett concerts, it is a great way to see this country. It's a great way to travel. It's a great way to, eat some good home cooking.
No, was that the main reason? Is that what got you started with this? I mean, obviously the ability to go and travel and see these stadiums and just enjoy the cultures and the traditions at each one of the places that you visit is an important key. But really, what was your mindset when you got started?
Well, my mindset, as my wife at the time told me, I was crazy. That was the mindset. I think that in New Orleans in 1995, we'd sold a cooking school, the New Orleans School of Cooking and Louisiana General Store, which I'm very proud is still operating, but sold that and wanted to have as much fun as I did in a little three-hour cooking school, but I wanted to have, number one, as much fun. I wanted to meet people from all over the country. And in New Orleans, people came in and took a cooking class, a basic Louisiana cooking class. But they'd always say, you know, you got great food here, but when you come to or when you travel, stop in X, because we've got some great food and we've got some great people. And when I started, I really didn't get a grasp on the handle. I really didn't understand what tailgating was about. And even 20 years ago, the tailgating was a little bit different than it is today. But I didn't really understand that all the hype, really up until that point, had been, I think that John Madden was one of the big promoters of tailgating, as he would ride his bus and talk about tailgating on national, on his national broadcast, and talking about riding into Kansas City and seeing the smoke and the smells, and all of the media was about people in a parking lot at that point, drinking, partying, but nothing about what tailgating to me is about. It's about the socialization, really, of this country, where we get to speak with people that normally we wouldn't even bother talking to. That it is, tailgate is open to everyone. I call it the perfect and what America is really about, because you are not judged by your religion, your race, your politics, how much money you have. You judge by one criterion. That's what color jersey you have on. And even if you have the wrong color jersey, that in the parking lot, you are a guest. In the parking lot, you are a visitor. In the stadium, you're a opponent. But outside, you're welcome. And it's, I always say that it's like walking through thousands of backyards with no privacy fences. And it's some very, very special atmosphere. It's the reception to the banquet is probably the best way I can explain it, is that the, we may skip the banquet. We may get the invitation banquet. We may skip the banquet, but we're going to the reception. So we may skip the wedding, but we're going to the reception. And the same thing really in tailgating. We may go to the tailgate and skip the game. But it's one of those things. What got me started was maybe just the fascination of Charles Kuralt and wanderlust. But what kept me going, and still to this day, is the friendships around the country, that going to visit friends that I haven't seen in a year. And tell you the truth, visiting with friends I didn't know that I had. When you walk through and you just stop by and talk with people. So it's fascinating.
I'm here with the Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn. And Joe, you hit on something that I think's so key, is that when you go and see those folks, I think going to tailgates, and you and I have crossed paths a few times, and sometimes in some odd places, but the I think the last time I ran into you, we were like at Appalachian State, or it was somewhere random that I didn't expect to see you, and there you were. But one of the great things about that, I think, is that in this world that we live in now, where you can go to just about any city and see the same restaurants and see the same stores, and everything has become homogenized, that being out there in the parking lot and really absorbing the true the nature and the traditions of each of those geographic and regional locations is still intact, I think.
Well, you get to meet the people. It's not just going to visit the landmarks of that city. You get to visit the people. I there's a wonderful gentleman that I this year I. My first game, actually, I went to Seattle for the opening game, and then to the University of Washington, a Huskies game, where they don't tailgate, they sterngate.
Right.
And bring the boats on Lake Washington to the stadium, which is really an amazing thing. But this gentleman by the name of Stephen Black, who is from England, and I met him 6 years ago now in Green Bay, walking and just talking to people. And there was a gentleman who we started talking. And since then, every year, we go about three or four. Stephen, after he did Seattle, every year on the fourth night, whatever that means in England, I don't know. No, it's 2 weeks on the fourth night, his vacation, that he comes to the U.S. and travels and sees the U.S. through football games and through tailgating. And he, after leaving, if I'm not mistaken, I'll say after leaving Washington, he went to Seattle, then he went to University of Washington, then he flew down to Miami, up to Baltimore for a Thursday game, over to Charlotte, and then went home. And he has now been to 31 stadiums, and he's very proud of that. But as he says, that he gets to visit with people that he wouldn't be able to visit with, and that's the people of the United States. And that is a great way to see this country. I always feel sorry when people travel and they eat at a chain restaurant, or they eat room service, or even people who travel with football, and some people listening, you know, travel football game, and they go on, a group tour, and they go to the hotel, then they're bused to the stadium, and they're bused, but kind of late, and only go into the stadium and don't bother walking around the stadium and visiting with other fans. And a lot of people say, well, you know, it's kind of dangerous, and we've heard stories that places like X is hard to walk around as a visiting fan. And I'm going to really try to dispel that myth, because, yes, are there some idiots in the parking lot? Yes. But for the most part, it is what really makes up that area, and they're great people in the parking lot. And normally, I mean, there's going to be some smack talk, and there's going to be some idiots who have had too much to drink. But for the most part, you're welcome, and, you know, you may, again, have the wrong color jersey from what they wear, but they'll say, you know, we're going to beat you in the stadium, but here, come over here and have something to eat. Come and taste this. And so that it's a way, and I always urge people that if you see people who have a different color jersey, invite them over. Just say hello. Invite them over, because then you form a bond. When you go to their city, you've got someone to call. You've got an in that can show you the ropes of their area. You can call them up, where to park. Where should I stay? But especially where to park. It's interesting that what's happening with the new stadiums, like Minnesota now going from the Metrodome to the Gopher Stadium for 2 years while their stadium is being built. But I just did the new stadium where the 49ers in Santa Clara moved, and everybody was very confused in the tailgate because they didn't know where their friends, who they had parked next to years, and then now they can't find them because they've moved to a new stadium. So it's one of those things that if you have an in with somebody, you've invited a 49er fan when they played you, now you can call them and say, hey, where's the place? How much does it cost to park? Where's a good park? Do you park in lot 5 or do you park in lot 6 or what should I do? And that's how friendships are formed.
I'm here with Joe Kahn, the commissioner of tailgating. And Joe, tell us a little bit about, I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that New Orleans is probably one of the premier culinary destinations in the U.S. And going to those Saints games and those LSU games, you can certainly attest to the parking lot cuisine that takes place. What are some other areas that you really like to visit? I know there's probably a ton of them, but what are some unusual locations or unusual dishes and cuisines that you've come across in your almost 2 decades of travel?
Well, you know, I'm always surprised, and I'm always looking for different little things that people are doing. A lot of people do menus to the team that they're playing. For instance, this weekend, Sunday night, is the Dallas Saints game. And I'm sure Cowboy Stadium, which is a great stadium, and really good parking too, I have to say. But there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be doing New Orleans food. They're going to be doing some jambalayas and some gumbos. There may be some red beans. But I love going to places, well, like Kansas City, where the barbecue is just incredible. I love going to San Diego, where that there is just the great guacamole and great tortillas and great Mexican food. I enjoy and look forward to going to New England, where there are clam bakes and lobsters. If you're in up in Chicago and Green Bay in Minnesota, it's about the sauce, about ethnic group. It's about sausage and about things, you know, brats, a good brat on a potato bun. Or if I go to Pittsburgh, it's about pierogies. And you're not going to find, let's say, pierogies in Tampa Bay. And so each community has a little bit different But each community, because what is now, what is interesting over the last 20 years, whatever we cook at home, we can translate into the parking lot. We now have new grills. It used to be tailgating. The only grill was that we had a friend with a pickup truck, put the big grill in the back and unpacked. Now you get the collapsible grills. You get the small little grills that anybody can cook anything, whether it's even Brazilian rotisseries that are portable in a suitcase that are great. So each place is a little bit different, but I'll tell you, what makes food great in the parking lot is the people that are surrounding you and your friends. A 10-course meal by chefs who have all won the James Beard Award that are sitting down at a table of 10, and you're sitting down at a table of 10, this great banquet with people you don't like. It's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth. Bread and butter, a hot dog on a grill with your friends laughing is going to be a great meal. And that's why I think it's so very important, even for people who have, the television is now, it's so easy just to sit home and put on a game. You get a better view. You get the high def. You get the multiple replays. Last Sunday was the first Sunday that I haven't gone to a tailgate, to a game, and I was here in Texas in almost 20 years. And so I went to a sports bar, and I thought that would be interesting, that I could see all the games, and I could see all the places I've been, and all my friends, and each place they have friends. It was too confusing. It was, you'd hear a cheer from one side, you'd miss a play on your television, and you hear people booing on one side. To be in a parking lot, to me, is like being in heaven.
Joe Kahn, Commissioner of Tailgating, his website is tailgating.com. It doesn't get any easier than that, and it's a great resource for photos, for recipes. What's the rest of your season look like? This you said you were not on the road this past Sunday. Are you doing a modified schedule this year?
Well, I'm doing a modified, but I'm open to invitations. I'm open to maybe a big game. For instance, this week I'm going to the Grambling Prairie View game at the Cotton Bowl on Saturday, and on Sunday night I'll go over and see the Saints Cowboy game, and for the first time I'll be able to, at the old Cotton Bowl, I'll be able to see the Texas-Oklahoma game, and those games are different because they're not at a, they're at a neutral site and not a campus, so I'm waiting not to the last minute, but I'm not putting out really an advance schedule. But I'll tell you, one of the things that we're doing with tailgating.com is we're always looking for new recipes, and I want to say simple recipes. You know, the simpler the better, that you have more time to spend with your friends. And I noticed, and we now have a tech page, and I'm sure that tailgaters, we say, wait, we don't need high tech. And I got to tell you, there I am, again, San Francisco or Santa Clara, after taking a little light rail, which was really great, went right to the stadium, and went right to a tailgate area so I could get off and walk around. And people were having the hardest time finding anybody. And I have to tell you, there's a great app. Now, to me, an app meant appetizer.
Right.
When people would tell me, hey, we've got a great app, and I go, what, is it like a meatball on a stick? I'm thinking, is it ribs or is it chicken? They go, no, this is about a smartphone. Well, I'm not a smart guy to have a smartphone, but there is a great I consider a tailgating app, and I don't think it's a tailgating app, but we can use it for tailgating. It's called Meatball, M-E-E-T-B-A-L-L, that you can put in your tailgate, and people can find you by GPS going right to it with little arrows, and it is the easiest way to find people, because I see people standing on coolers looking. You know, people say, where are you tailgating? Well, I'm at a tailgate. I'm in that white pickup with the red flag. Now, if you go to Kansas City and look for a white pickup with the red flag, or you go to a 49er game and look for that white pickup, and you're going to miss the tailgate and even miss the game. So the technology, and that's what we're trying to do with the website, too, besides looking for vehicles that I haven't been able to see in my walking around. People send me photos so we can put them up. But it's a resource. We don't have anything for sale. We're just there as a resource center and for people to exchange stories and exchange all the wonderful thing that tailgating is all about.
Well, Joe, I want to thank you on behalf of the Tailgate Nation for your two decades of service out in the parking lot and all of your appearances on the Travel Channel and the Food Network. You have represented tailgating and everything that it stands for in a admirable and honorable way. And we want to thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
Anytime that I can help, anytime that anybody will sit down and listen to me preaching, I'm always up for it. And if you'd like another report from another parking lot, but, you know, as I always say, I'll see you down the road. And if you see me, the bald-headed beard guy walking through his commish, offer me some food, maybe a hug.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for coming in. And we will, if it's okay with you, we'd love to check back in with you later in the season.
Check in with me, and I'll tell you how much weight I've gained.
All right. Hey, everybody, that is the commissioner of tailgating, Mr. Joe Kahn, and he is always welcome here at Tailgate Radio, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp, and if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. It's time for this week's Funaki Top 5.
The top five. Number five.
Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles are number five. They cracked the top five. They were not on your top five list last week. They are this week. Why?
You know, I like the quarterback. He's way better than last season.
Nick Foles?
Yes. I told you, I think last week too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, way better than last season and last week.
And they had a tough game last week with the Redskins, and they.
But still, you know, numbers game. So
there you go.
They'll win.
Number five is Philadelphia.
Number four.
Number four is gonna be Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Now they had a overtime loss, Super Bowl rematch.
Yes.
Last week, you said you thought they would get their revenge. They didn't quite get there. They got close.
Yes. I thought they win. They're going to win, but, oh. But, you know, but still, you know, Peyton, still wow.
Yep.
Still wow.
So
I will say put the number four.
Denver's number four.
Number three.
Number three is going to be San Diego Chargers.
San Diego Chargers, another new team to your top five.
You know, I think I told you guys last week, San Diego, keep coming stuff. I think I told you guys.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yes.
You did.
So they're coming.
You're sticking with them. They're the third best team in the NFL right now.
Still coming.
All right.
Still keep coming.
Number two.
It's going to be two teams.
A tie for second place.
Yes,
sir. We're getting some bonus teams in the top five this week.
Yes, sir. It's going to be Cincinnati Bengals and Arizona Cardinals.
How about that? Wow.
How about that?
That those are two surprise picks to be so high, but you know what? Talking and listening to a lot of the mainstream media, the folks on ESPN and Fox Sports, they think that Cincinnati may be the best team in the league right now.
I think so right now. You know, I think total package and the defense, the offense, it's going to be, you know, wow.
So, of those two, which one do you like better? Cincinnati, which is number 2A and number 2B?
I will say number 2A is going to be Cincinnati.
Okay.
Then B.
Okay. Yeah. Arizona had an impressive win.
Impressive,
over
yes.
49ers. It's
gonna be, yes, beat them.
Number one.
You know what? I'm so upset. I have to say, Green Bay, just only Green Bay, but also two teams this week.
Two teams in the number one. So you already let the cat out of the bag. One of them is the Green Bay Packers. Even though they had a very disappointing defeat against the Detroit Lions last week. You think that's a minor setback?
So disappointed.
Yeah.
But
who is your other number one team?
Number one team, it's going to be Seattle Seahawks.
Now, this is a team you love, right?
Yes. I don't have to say, but I have to say now. Total package, yes. Quarterback, wow. Number three, Wilson, wow. And also, they have some kind of luck.
Luck sometimes is part of it.
Yes.
So, your number one team, tie, is Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, sir.
All right. There you have it, folks. Let's recap. Number five, Philadelphia. Number four, San Diego. Denver. Number three, San Diego. Number two is a tie between the Bengals and the Cardinals. And number one teams in the NFL, according to Funaki's top five, it's a tie also between the Green Bay Packers and the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's move on to this week's picks.
Picks.
As I mentioned earlier, you went 3-for-4 last week. There were a couple of trap games maybe that we didn't expect to go a certain way. But this week, I think you got some really solid picks. So let's start with tonight's game, Thursday night game.
Yes.
The New York Giants at the Washington Redskins.
I will say home. So Redskins, I picked, I like Redskins home. Also, you know, last week they lost from, you know, Eagles. But they're pretty good team now.
Yeah, they are a good team. Yes, and Cousins has come in and RG3's absence and has put together a couple of solid games. He played well last week.
Right. And also I like now Giants too, but you know last week they beat the Texans. But I would say still home. Redskins. I like Redskins.
Okay. Next game is the Buffalo Bills at the Houston Texans. Both teams coming off a loss last week. What do you think? They're in Houston.
In Houston. What you think? I'm so confusing right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, Texans of quarterback from Bills.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Fitz, some different last
name. Right. But number 14, I say.
Ryan Fitzgerald? Fitzsimmons? Fitz-something.
Some.
He needs to fix his interceptions. He had three last week.
Mm-hmm. But.
Okay. That home crowd, J.J. Watt, Energy Stadium.
I like Texans.
You go with the Texans, okay? Yes, sir. All right. Tennessee Titans versus the Indianapolis Colts.
I would say Colts.
Okay.
I like Colts.
That's a tough place to play. Indianapolis is a very good environment. It's hard for a team to come in and get a win there. Not as much as Seattle, but it's still a tough place to win. So you got the Colts there.
Yes, sir.
Big game for you. Green Bay Packers at Chicago Bears.
You know, last season, we beat the Bears at their home. But for right now, I picked Bears.
Whoa! That is a first. A first time ever. You may never hear that again right here on Tailgate Radio. Funaki, who right now as we talk has got his Packers gear on, his Packers shirt, his Packers cap, and he's picking against them, picking the Bears. All right.
I'm so disappointed, I say. But
I can see the disappointment in your voice with that. Yes. But that's amazing that you're able to pick against the Packers. But we'll see. Yes. We'll see.
We'll see. Yes.
I know you want the Packers to win.
Yes. Yes.
But as a analyst, you think the Bears are going to get it.
Bears.
Gotcha. Yes. All right. Next game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Steelers from Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh.
I like the Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
Last Sunday night. Wow.
Yeah.
They beat
Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
All right. The last Sunday game we've got this week is the New Orleans Saints at the Dallas Cowboys.
But I'm so impressed for Dallas Cowboys last week. They kind of 21-something, yeah, like
21-nothing.
Nothing, kind of.
Came
yes.
back.
Came back, then they won.
In St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I saw also New Orleans game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, he's coming.
Back to his old. Hey, I was going to ask you about, did you happen to see the play where Drew Brees got suplexed?
Right, I saw that.
How was the technique on that?
Wow,
suplex?
That's a back. We call back suplex.
Yeah,
but that's not good for quarterback.
No. So, yeah, he got right back up.
Yes, but
was ready to go at it. Maybe you and Drew can get together. And
right,
you can train him. You've got a school here in San Antonio. Yes. Maybe in the off season you can bring Drew Brees
maybe,
over.
Maybe I can teach.
That's right.
Some kind of move.
That's right.
But I'll say I like New Orleans Saints.
Gotcha. New Orleans. And your Monday night game next week, the New England Patriots against the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
I'll say Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Yes, sir.
They haven't, you know, that's another team that hasn't looked as strong as they normally do this time of year.
But
you think they can go into KC and steal a victory?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. He finished 3-4 last week. He's got most of the home games. The only visitors he has winning this week are the New Orleans Saints. Oh, and the Patriots on Monday night. So, other than that, your home game and your home team seem to be a lock. And we'll get back together next week and see how you did. And we'll see if we have to revise your top five again or if your top five keeps on doing what they're doing. Thank you for coming in this week to Tailgate Radio. We look forward to having you each and every week on Finaki's Top 5.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Well, folks, it's about that time again. I see people grabbing their tickets and heading toward the stadium. They have taken down their canopy tent. They have drained their cooler of all the excess water. So watch your step in the parking lot. It could get a little slippery. And they have doused the charcoal properly so that we don't start any fires in the parking lot. I want to thank our very special guest this week, Mr. Chuck Franz from Party King Grills. You can find all their great products online at partykinggrills.com. They've got some great new products that are coming out, and I want to make sure you check those things out. And they are built for tailgating. So check out Party King Grills, a great American company right there in the Oklahoma City area. Also want to thank our good friend and special correspondent, Sho Funaki, for his Funaki Top 5. We'll see if he can break 500 this week with his prognostication and see how his top five teams in the NFL do this week. And I want to give a very special thank you to the commissioner of tailgating, the commish, Joe Kahn. Joe has been doing this for over 20 years, 19 years officially, but he has represented tailgating in an awesome way, traveling from coast to coast and border to border, representing all the good things. And as he said, probably putting on some weight from eating all the food
in parking lots across the country. You can check out all of his goings-on and activities at tailgating.com. It doesn't get any easier than that. And as he said in the interview, make sure you share some of your recipes with him. So he'll share it with the rest of the country. And, hey, you could have a famous recipe out there in parking lots across America. I want to thank you so much for your support. You can always catch us at tailgateradio.com, on iTunes under Tailgate Radio. You can tweet us at Tailgate Radio. And all of those things are just growing exponentially week by week. And we thank you for your support. If you've got any great ideas or any great guest ideas, give us a shout over at tailgateradio@gmail.com, and we'll reach out to them and maybe have them on an upcoming episode. Don't forget, we've got that great interview next week with announcing Hall of Famer Jim Ross, and you do not want to miss that. That is an epic interview, and so excited to have that next week right here on Tailgate Radio. So as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Thanks, folks. We'll catch you next time on Tailgate Radio.